Today's daf is daf chavtes. So let's take it at the very top of the Gemara there. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim, what the status is of stam charamim. The person made something chayram and didn't specify what it was for. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says stam charamim are for bedek abayas. He brought a pasuk that says kol chayram kodesh kadashim hu lashem, and Chachamim said no, stam charamim are for kohanim because it says the pasuk kisteh chayram lakohen tiyach huzasa. So the Gemara ended up explaining the Mishnah said, so what does Chacham do with the words Kodesh Kodesh Hu Lashem? And the Mishnah says that the Chayram is Chal even on Kachim Kachim, even on Kachim Kal. And that was for the Shita of Chachamim, how they addressed both the pasuk of Kisteh Chayram Lekointia and Kol Chayram Kodesh Kodashim. One is to tell me that Stam Charam is Kohen for Kohanim, and the other one is to tell me that Charamim are Chal even on that which is Kodesh. The Gemara now wants to know on the top of Chavtes and Aleph, Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Achar me Kohanim, that which is designated for the Kohanim, Ein lehem pidyon, you're not allowed to be po to them, they have to remain Kadosh, and there's an Issa Me'ilah until the Kohanim get them. No, from the Kohanim, once you have to give them to the Kohanim. Charamim, Kol Zman Shem Bebeis Ba'ilim, the Charamim, as long as they're still in the house of the Baal Bais, who is Makdish them, Harehin Kehekdesh, the Hekdesh, the Chol Devrem, and there's an Issa Me'ilah, Shenemar, Kol Cherem Kovdesh Kadashim Hu Lashem, it's the din of Kodesh them. But not in a Kohen, once you give it to the Kohen as a matana, then harei l'chein l'chol devarim k'chulun. So in the moment the Kohen gets it, it has a din of chulun to them, shenamar kol cherim b'Yisrael l'choya, then Yisrael is allowed to get hanah from it. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Stam Charamim, he says it goes to the Bedek Abayis, and Chachamim say it goes to the Kohanim. So Bishma Rabban, I understand the Shita of Chachamim, that they say Stam Charam go to the Kohanim, and they address what they do with the Pasuk Kodesh Hashem, that tells me that Charam are even Chal on that which is Kachim. So I understand Bishma the Rabbanan, Kidda Kamafar Shitam Ayu, B'Tayma Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. The Chachamim explain both their own reasoning, and they also address how they deal with the pasuk that supports Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, namely the pasuk of Kodesh Lashem. Ela Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Hai Kisteh Cherem LaKohen Mai Avid Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira learns from the pasuk Kodesh Lashem that Stam Charamim for Bedek Abayis. So what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira do with the pasuk of Steh Cherem LaKohen Tia Mai Avid Lei? And the Gemara answers me, Bar Lei, it's needed to tell me the following din in the Braisa. Lichadasanya, the Braisa tells me, Kisteh Cherem LaKohen Tia Achuzasa. The Steh Acherim goes to the Kohen. And it also says in the pasuk Achuzaso, connecting it in a strange way to Steh Achuza, a different topic. So Gemara addresses this. Ma tamalomer, what do we learn? Minayin le Kohen, shehikdish sada chermo. A Kohen gets a field because it was made Acherim. And then after getting a Acherim, he's makdish that field, and he's not goel it, and Yovel comes, Shelo Yomar, the Kohen shouldn't say, well, whole, in general, if a field that someone else is Makdish and didn't redeem it, it's Yotit to Kohanim. Yovel comes, if it's unredeemed, Yovel comes and gives it to Kohanim. Harehi, this particular field that the Kohen himself was Makdish, Harehi Tachas Yodi, it's under my possession, and Teshali, let it remain in my possession. So Dinhu, and the Gemara says, it's a Kavachomer. If Bishel Acherim Ani Zochah, if someone else's property is Makdish it, Yovel comes, I have a Chelek in it, Bishel Atzmi Lo Kolshi, and that which is mine, that was given to me through Acherim, should I not get to keep it as well? Tamalomar, Kisteh Acherim La Kohen, Tiyeh Achuzaso. So what's the connection of Steh Acherim to Steh Achuzaso? V'chima Lamanu M'Steh Acherim, Me'ata, we see HaReze Bala Lamed V'nim Talamed. Makish Steh Achermo, L'Steh Achuzah Shei Yisrael. Ma Steh Achuzah Shei Yisrael, Yotze Mitachas Yado, just like a Steh Achuzah, if the Kohen were to get it, but he lose it at Yovel, he uses Steh Achuzah that he was Makdish, he doesn't get to keep it after Yovel, U'mischalekes L'Kohanim, so to Af Steh Achermo, this as well, if he gets the Steh Acherm, he's Makdish it, and he doesn't redeem it, here as well, Yotze Mitachas Yado, he loses out during Yovel, U'mischalekes L'Achiv HaKohanim. So now the Gemara says, Idach, how do Chacham know this din? They don't have an available pasuk that teaches the din of a Kohen who's Makdish Steh Chemo. They lose it during Yovel. What's their source? And the Gemara says, Mecherim HaCherim. The extra letter Ha, Cherim HaCherim is the drasha for the Chachamim. And so what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, what does he learn from this double lashon? Ve'idach, Cherim HaCherim lo mashmalei, he does not make a drasha from the extra letter He. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, so how did he know the din of the Dechal al-Kachim al-Kachim kalim? Right? According to Chacham in the Mishnah, they learn from the Pasuk that you could even make that which is Kadosh, that which is a carbon set aside, and you can make that Chayim as well. Rabbi Huda ben Meser doesn't have an available Pasuk. Menale, how does he know? And the Gemara says, Savalei Rabbi Yishmael, he holds like Rabbi Yishmael, which we're going to see a sheet in the very next Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud here. So Amar Rav says, in the end of the day, we have a machlokis between Rabbi Huda ben Meser and Chachamim about Stam Charamim if it's Lekawain or if it's Lebedeg Abayas. How do we paskin? So Amar Rav says, Halacha Rabbi Huda ben Meser, who holds Stam Charamim are Lebedeg Habayis. So Gemara asks the Rav, Shavek Rabbanan v'Avid Rabbi Huda ben Meser. Rav is going to ignore the Shita of Chachamim and he's going to embrace the Shita of Rabbi Huda ben Meser. We almost always follow the Kerabim. Yachid Rabim Halacha Kerabim. How come here he holds like the Das Yachid of Rabbi Huda ben Meser? And the Gemara says, Braisa Ipcha Tanya. Rav had a different girsa in the Braisa that Rabbi Huda ben Meser was the one who said Stam Charamim or Kohanim. And Chacham are the ones who say Bedek Abayis. And really he's passing like Bedek Abayis, which is the Shita of the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Shavak Masnisin v'Avid Kabraisa. Bar Mishnah also has this machlokas. So how come Rav is ignoring the Mishnah, which is usually considered more authentic, and he's taking on the din of the Braisa, which is switched around? Gemara says, Rav Masnisin Ami Ipchatana. Rav's Mishnah was also the opposite order, where Chachamim were the ones who said, Stam Charamim l'Bedek Abayis. So now the Gemara says, "My ha chazes de apches masnisin mekavi brisa." So why are we flipping the Mishnah in the face of the brisa? Nafich napich brisa mekavi masnisin. We should flip the brisa in front of the Mishnah because again, we normally have a better mesor for the Mishnah. So it's more likely that the brisa was switched around than that of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Rav Gamri Gamri. Rav had a Mesorah that the Mishnah was mistaken. And that's why. Normally, we wouldn't take a Mishnah, just flip it around because of an inconsistency. But Rav had a particular tradition that this Mishnah was switched around, and that's why he was comfortable switching around and passing like Shitas Chachamim, that Stam Charamim are Bedek Labayis. Well, Yahachi, that's the case. If it's really the Chachamim that say Stam Charamim are Bedek Labayis, it shouldn't say Kirab Yehuda ben Meseira, Kirabonim Libayle. It should say Rav holds like the Rabbanon who holds Stam Charamim Bedek Labayis. How come the statement was that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira? And so the Gemara explains, Hachi Kamar, Lamai da Pchisa Usnisa, that which those who switched around and taught it, what comes out is, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, but in the end of the day, the bottom line is, we paskin Stam Charamim are Lebedek Labayis. Gemara now says, Hahu Gavra, halfway down the Amud, Hahu Gavra, a particular person in the Achriminu Lenichse, he made his property into Cherim, Bepumpadisa. So what was the din, and what would he have to do with the property? So us, the Kamid of Yehuda, he asked Yehuda, what do you do? Do you give it to the Kohanim? Is it for the Beis HaMikdash? Now, there was no Beis HaMikdash at the time. So Amrullah, he says, Shakal Arba Zuzay, take four Zuz of Achil Alayu, and take the Hekdash of your property, and be poed it onto these four Zuz. Vishadinu binahara, and then take the coin and throw it into the river, because you can't get hana, because it's Isam Elon, there's no base to make this at the time. Vilishulach, and then your property becomes permitted. That was the Eitzah. So we see Alma Kesava, we see clearly that Stam Charamim are the Bedek Abayis. Because if it was Stam Charamim le Kohanim, we say Charim le Kohen, there is no pidyon for Charamim that are for Kohanim. So the fact that he allows there to be a pidyon clearly assumes that Stam Charamim are for Bedek Abayis, whereby there is a din of pidyon. Come on, who does he hold like? He must hold like Kishmuel. Damar Hektesh Shavamana Shechila al Shavaputa Mechula. That Shmuel holds that when you're po the hekdesh, you don't have to have the coin, the change to be exact. You could have a $5 million property, which is hekdesh, and put it onto a little pruta, and that's enough to remove the pidyon. Here as well, the guy's property was worth a lot more than 4 zuz, so the fact that you could have it less than 4 zuz, on 4 zuz rather, is clearly like Shita Shmuel, who allows it to be unequal, the pidyon and the actual value of that, which is hekdesh. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amar the Amar Shmuel v'chillo, the granted Shmuel says chillo b'dievid. If one were to do that, if one were to remove hektish and only put it onto a pruta, so b'dievid, that was a good chillo, that was a good pidyon. But l'chachila mi Amar, does he say l'chachila, we should encourage someone, we should advise someone to go ahead and do such a pidyon when the amounts are uneven? So Gemara says, hani mile b'zman ha-mikdash, she'kaim. Only when the base of mikdash is kaim, do we not encourage a guy like Achilles to do this because the Ika Pseita? Because if he has a $5 million building and he puts it onto 5 cents, that's a tremendous loss for the Hekdesh. That's when we say you can't do that like Achilles when there's an actual Beis HaMikdash that's going to lose out. Aval Bezman HaZeh, where there is no Beis HaMikdash and there is no loss of money because there's no one to gain the money, so then it's all about just removing the Kedusha. V'afil Achilles, we would advise someone to be Mechalel, whatever property is Hekdesh, on a few small coins. Ihachi, if Shmuel is really behind this psak of Pumpadisa there, afil b'prutinami. Pruta is only one, it's like a couple pennies. So how come he's saying to do 4 zuz? It's not a lot of money, but it's more money than a pruta. Shmuel shita is a pruta is sufficient. So Gemara says, Pirsume Milsa, they wanted to do 4 zuz just to make it a little bit more known. It's a larger transaction, even though it's not a great transaction, but it's still larger than a pruta, just to make a public matter here that a person cannot benefit from Hekdesh until you do a pidyon. And that's what they wanted to accomplish. So comes along Ula. Amar Ula. Ula says, you have a hasam, had I been there for the Psaka Pumbadisa, I would have told him otherwise. Havi Yahavna Kula Lakohanim. I would have said, give all the property to the Kohanim, a pidyon wouldn't work because he holds Alma Kasavar Ula Stam Charamim La Kohanim. He goes against the Psak of Rab before Rab holds that Stam Charamim are the Bet HaGabayis, but Ula paskin differently that Stam Charamim are La Kohanim. So Mesive the Gemara asks a question and says, Eved Ivri Noeg El Bizman, Ain Eved Ivri Noeg El Bizman Shah Yovel Noeg. That the din of Eved Ivri is only Nogea, we only practice these halachas of owning an Eved Ivri when the Yovel is in practice, not during the Yovel year, but when Yovel, we know the cycle of Yovel, which we don't know anymore. How do we know that there's a connection of an Eved Ivri to that of Yovel? Shneamar says, by an Eved Ivri, ad shnasa Yovel, yavod mi'imach. So we see the two of them have to come together. V'ein steach achuza, noeg el bezman she Yovel noeg, steach achuza also is only relevant when there's Yovel, shneamar, v'yotza be'yovel v'shav la'achuza so. And Ein Bate Ari Chomo Noeg, we haven't learned these halachas yet, we'll get to it at the end of the Masechta. These dinim of Bate Ari Chomo Noeg El Bezman Shayova Noeg. Shenemar says in the Pasuk by Bate Ari Chomo Lo Yetze Beyovel. And adds on Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer Ein Sade Charamim Noeg El Bezman Shayovel Noeg. Even Charamim are only Noeg by Yovel. Shenemar V'haya Hasade Beteisa Beyovel Kodesh LaHashem Kistei HaCherim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ein Ger Toshev Noeg Ela Bezman Sheyovel Noeg. So these are all the different dinim. Fine. So how do we know this last din here of Ger Toshev? There is no source. Rav Bivi, my time. What's his reason? What's his basis? Asya Tov Tov Ksiv Hach. It says Tov by the Eved Ivri Kitov Lo Imach Uksiv Hasam by the Ger Toshev Betov Lo Tonenu. So there's a whole long list of things. Either way, what we see is that there is no din of cherem when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Yovel, rather. So how come the case of Pumbadisa, when there was no Yovel, so how could we say that there's going to be a din of cherem? So the Gemara says, Lokashi, habim karkoi, habim metaltali. Depends whether it's talking about being makdish one's property, land, karka, or being makdish a person, metaltum. And the Gemara explains, Rashi explains, right? Look at Rashi, all the way in the bottom of Rashi, the last two narrow lines, bim karkoi, a noggin, kedichsev betseis of a yovel, kesteacherim. Only steacherim, only karka, is connected to yovel. So that's when we say, ein cherim noeg el be yizman yovel. But the case of Pumbadis is the case of Metalton. Metalton, Cherem is Shayach of Metalton, even if there's no Yovel. Gemara says, wait a second, the case of Pumbadis is that of Metalton, that's why we're talking about Cherem? It was also referring to the land. And the Gemara says, Mekarkoi de Chutz Laretz, Kimetaltali de Eretz Yisrael Dami. The din of land in Chutz Laretz, rather, has the same din of metaltalin in Eretz Yisrael, which means that there is still a practice of cherim on the property in Chutz Laretz, even though in Eretz Yisrael itself, it would not have a din of cherim. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us now, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Kasav Echa, this is referring to a Bechor and Behema Tahora. A person's firstborn animal, a kosher animal, behema Torah. It says, Kasav Echad Omer, it says in the Pasuk, I'm reading the whole Pasuk, it says, Kol HaBachor Asher Yivalid B'Vacharcha V'Ton Chazachar, Takdish LaShem, you should sanctify your behema Torah. The Kasav Echad Omer, the other Pasuk says, Ach B'Chor Asher Yivuka LaShem B'Behema, Lo Yakdish, don't be Makdish it. So should he be Makdish of behema Torah? Should he not be Makdish of behema Torah? A B'Chor behema Torah. Yev Shalom or Takdish, you can't say to be Makdish it because Sherei Kvar Nemar, it says, Lo Yakdish. You can't say not to sanctify it because it says Sharei Kvar Nemar Taktish. So this is a clear, blatant stira. So how do you reconcile the Psukim? Makdish ata, Hakdish Iloi, Yatamaktisha Hektish Mizbeach. So if you have a behema Tahora, Bechor behema Torah, I can maktish the animal. The animal already has Kedusha because it's a born Bechor. I can be maktish it in terms of giving it value to the base of Mikdash. I want to add the Chiyuv of Kedushas Damim to it, which means I need to redeem the Kedushas Damim to give to the base of Mikdash, but still going to have its intrinsic Kedusha being a Bechor. But I can't be maktish the Behemah Torah to bring as another carbon, because that already has a din of being brought as a carbon as a Bechor. That's the din. A maktish of Kedushas Damim, which is called the Hektish Iloy, of just using it to give, to create money for the base of Mikdash, for Bedek Abayis, but I can't be maktish it for Mizbech, because it already is has a din of a carbon. So Gemara says, the Rabbanan, this is the only sheet that's Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan who argue, what do they understand the Pesukim? How do they reconcile the Pasuk of Taktish versus Lo Yaktish? Rabbanan say, Al Taktish is Mibarle Lalav. If one were to attempt to be Maktish a Behema, a Bechor Behema, for a different carbon, for Shlom and for Chatas, he would violate a Lav. That's what we learn from Rabbanan. It's a Lav involved there. And Taktish, what do we learn from the Taktish? We learn Mibayle Lichatanya, Minayin Lilnolad Bechor Be'edro Shemitzalak Disho. How do I know if I have a Bechor born to my flock, to my cattle, that there's a mitzvah to be makish anyways, even though it's already kadosh, mikadushas rechem, there's still an Indian to say this is a kadushas behema b'chor. Not to make it another carbon, but just to highlight that there's a kadushas b'chor here. How do I know there's such a mitzvah? Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, hazachar taktish, you should be makish anyway, kadushas peh. Rabbi Shmuel responds back, ilo makdish lo kadosh. You're telling me if I don't establish that this animal is a bechor, it won't be a bechor. Of course, it's a kedusha meirechem hava. Bechayin de lo kilo makdish lo. Since if I'm not makdish it, it's still kadosh. Lo tarach lakdusha. You don't need to say it's a kedusha's bechor. It already is a kedusha's bechor naturally, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel learns from the word takdish something else that you could add kedusha's damim on top of an already existing kedusha's bechor. Hajin alach hamakdish. Sadeo. Let's begin now the ninth parak. The ninth parak, I believe, is the last parak of the Masechta. Mishnah begins in the very top now. Hamocher Sadeo b'shas Yovel. Person sells his property, his field, during Yovel years. Eino mutar ligol. You can't redeem it pachas m'shtei sham. You have to let him have it for at least 2 years before redeeming it back from him. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, b'mispar shnei s'vuos im karlach. But the amount of two grains, two produces, 2 years of produce. And let's say one of the 2 years was a year of a terrible, I don't know, famine and pestilence, whatever else was ruining the property. He didn't get to use it. Oh, shashavia, so it's a shmita year. Eina ola minamina. That doesn't count towards it because he didn't have the access to use. He couldn't use it because it was shmita, or he couldn't use it because there was a epidemic throughout the entire field. But let's say nara. Let's say he planted, he plowed it. The lokeach plowed it, but he didn't plant anything. He decided on his own not to plant anything. Oh, hovir, he just let it lay fallow. Oh, la la minamina. That does count towards the 2 years. If he decides not to do it, that's his own decision. If it was against his will, it was a big global issue, or is a shemitah, that doesn't count towards the 2 years. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, machra lo lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say I sell a property to you right before Rosh Hashanah, v'imalei peros, and it's full of fruit. The produce, everything is completely prepared, and you get it right before Rosh Hashanah. Hareza ocha mimenu shalosh tzvos. This guy, the new owner, is able to get 3 rounds of produce because the b'shtei shanim in 2 years, because he gets the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, his year begins, and it's full of fruit, so that's really one eating, but he gets the next year, that ends up being 3 tzvos over the course of 2 years. So Gemara now says, Hamocha Sadeo b'shasa Yovel, Eino Goel lo katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, one who sells a field, you can't redeem it less than 2 years. It says, Eino Mutar Ligol. You're not allowed to, which means Alma Isur, Kasavar Isur Namika. There's an Isur to redeem your field less than 2 years of selling it. Dafilo Karkusha Zuzi Namiasi, even to just dangle some coins in front of the guy to entice him, to give him a big check, even that type of enticement is going to also be subject to this Isser. Velomi boy mocher de kaiba asay, not only the mocher, the one who sold it, is violating Isser, he violates an asay, dichsiv bimispar shnei tvos yimchalach. He's supposed to sell it. There's an mitzvah asay to sell it for at least 2 years, and if he tries to redeem it before that, he's violating the asay of selling it for 2 years. But not only the mocher, even the purchaser violates an Isser. Even though he's redeeming it, he's giving the land back to the original owner. If he does less than 2 years, he also violates an asay. The Ba'inan Shanim Tikna. The Pasuk says, "B'mispar Shanim Acher Yovel Tikna." You have to also be konet. You have to also own it for at least 2 years, v'leka, and he hasn't accomplished that by letting it be redeemed less than 2 years. Gemara now has a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Itmar. Hamocher sadeo b'shnas ha-yovel, atzma. Let's say you sell your field during the Yovel year itself, not during when it was practiced, but mamash during the 50th year during Yovel. You sell your field. What happens? Rav amar mechur v'yotze. The sale is good, but since it's Yovel, it comes right back to me like a boomerang. So you get it, you pay the money for it, but you lose the property. I get to keep the money, and I also get to keep the land because it boomerangs right back to me because it's during the Yovel year. Yovel year always says it goes back to the original owner. Shmuel amar eino mechur kol ikar. The sale doesn't go through at all. I need to return the money back to the guy, and I get the land. So everybody agrees that the mocher gets to keep the land. The question is, does he get to keep the money as well or not? Shmuel says he gets to keep the money. Rav says, no, there's no sale here, and the money goes back to the lokeach. So my time at the Shmuel, how come Shmuel says that there's no sale at all? Because it says, kavachomer, ma mechura kvar, that which was already sold off, Yotza leaves and comes back to me. So certainly, eino mechura, that which is not sold before Yovel, eino din shel timacher, does that make sense? It shouldn't sell either during the Yovel year? And that's why he says the sale doesn't take place. Ulirav, lo arminim kavachomer ki agamna, does Rav not make such a kavachomer? Even Rav holds it such a kavachomer. Even Rav should agree that there shouldn't be a sale during the Yovel year. How does Rav see this? Vatan, the Braisa tells by the din of selling an Amma Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, when she's under the age of 12, she has a katana, you're allowed to sell her. But what happens is, when she reaches the age of 12, a bas mitzvah, she goes back, she's free. So the Gemara says, Yachol Yimchar's Bito Kishi Nara, one might think a father could sell his daughter even when she's a Nara, even when she's 12 and up. So Amras, we say, Amras Kavachomer, Mamachua Kfar, that which is, or she who is already sold when she was a katana, when she becomes a Nara, Yotze, Achshav, she leaves now. That which is Ashena Machura, she who is not sold yet, and she's Nara, Inodin Shaloti Macher, certainly she shouldn't be able to sell. Meaning a Nara undoes a sale, so certainly you shouldn't be able to sell when she already is a Nara, it shouldn't take effect. Here as well, if Yovel undoes that which is already sold, certainly selling during Yovel, the sale shouldn't go through either. So we see even Rav hold of such a Kal Vachomer. And the Gemara says, Hasam lohaja mizdabna. There, by the case of Nara, when she hits a Nara, she can never be sold ever again. She's completely out of the parsha of Mechira. But here, by the case of Yovel, hacha haja mizdabne. Granted, during the Yovel year itself, the sales are all undone, but after Yovel's over, you could sell them again. So it still isn't that parsha of selling. So even though by the case of the Amma Ivriya, Rav would agree that the sale doesn't go through, by the case of Yovel, he could see it being such a case, the sale can go through even during the Yovel year, because it doesn't ever leave the parsha entirely from Mechira. Gemara asks a question about Meisiveh. Achar ha-Yovel shanam tikna. After the Yovel, 2 years, then you buy it. Melamed shemochin samech le-Yovel. The din is, achar Yovel, you could sell immediately after Yovel. Yovel comes, Yom Kippur is here, the next day you're allowed to sell. Achar Yovel, you could sell as soon as you want. And we learn from the word shanam tikna, but you have to sell at least for 2 years. So muflag me yovel mina. And how do I know I could even sell a property many years after the yovel? Not only miyad, but even 10 years, 15, 30 years into the yovel cycle, it works as well. Tamalomer lefi rova shanim lefi mira shanim. You go based on how many years, a lot of years, a little years. We calculate, so you're allowed to sell even deep into the yovel cycle. And the Brisa concludes, Ubishnas Yovel Atman, during the year itself, the Yovel year, the 50th year itself, Lo Yimchar Vimachar Einem Mechura. So there's a clear Brisa that tells us that the Yovel, selling during Yovel doesn't work. This is Akasha to Rav, who felt that the sale, the Mechura, does take effect. So Amar Lach Rav, Rav says back, Einem Mechura Lemispar Shnei Tvuos, Ava Mechura Hi Vyotze. No, the Brisa says it doesn't sell in terms of, it doesn't sell to get the owner to keep it for 2 years. But it does sell, but he doesn't get to keep it. That's what it means. It ain't a mechura l'shnei shanim. It's not a good sale for 2 years of keeping it, but it does have a good sale. He just loses it immediately during that very year of Yovel. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'yaz debinim mizabne. If you're saying the sale is a good sale, according to you, Rava, take him b'shusa ad basa Yovel. Let him hold on to the property until after Yovel. And then basa Yovel, after Yovel, Nichle Shnei Tzvos, let the owner make up the 2 years of eating it after the Yovel, but Nahadri then have him return it to the seller. Milo Tana, do we not have a similar case of a guy who Achla Shana Achas Lefnei Yovel? Let's say I bought your property the year before Yovel, so I only get 1 year to eat it. Yovel year comes, you get it back. So I lost the whole year. I'm supposed to get at least 2 years. The din is, says the Braisa, mashlim milo shana acheres. I'm allowed to be mashlim the year after Yovel. The first year of the next cycle, I can be mashlim my second year of eating it, acher Yovel. So we see there's a concept of making up lost time even after Yovel. Here's well. Even though it was sold during the Yovel year itself, I should be able to make up 2 years of year one and year two after Yovel. And the Gemara says, no, hasim over there by the Braisa, nachas lachila. There I got to eat at least 1 year before Yovel. So I got to start eating, so then I get to finish eating after the Yovel. But here, when you sell during Yovel itself, hachal nachas lachila, there's never a beginning achila that ever started, and if nothing ever started, there's nothing to ever make up. So comes along Amar of Anan, Ra'anan says, Shemas minei dimar Shmuel tarte. Who heard two different things, the name of Shmuel, but one thing I wasn't sure about. Chadahach, I heard one thing that he held, if you sell a property during Yovel year, it's not a good sale. And the Idach, there's a similar din, a person who's mocher, you sell your Eved Kanani to a goy, you sell your Eved Kanani to Chutzart, the din is the Eved Kanani gets to go free. So, Chada, one of these statements I heard, the Hadri's Vini, and not only is the sale no good, but you return the money back. The Chada, another din I heard is, Lo Hadri's Vini, one, you don't return the money back. But I wasn't sure which of the cases of selling either during Yovel year or selling a Eved Kanani to a goy to Eretz Yisrael, I wasn't sure which one that you have to return the money, which one you don't return the money. So comes along Amr of Yosef and Nechsa Anu. Let's analyze. Let's look at this together. Midasaneh from the Braisa, which says Hamocher Avdo Bechutz Laretz Yatzel Cheres. Vitzarek get shichur, the Braisa adds, Yosef have to give him a get shichur to let him go free. The Rabbo Sheni, the second master, the one who bought him, either the goy or the yid in the chutzart bought him, so he needs to give him a get shichur to free him. Why are we calling the second guy Rabbo Sheni? Shema mina, midikarli Rabbo Sheni Rabbo. The fact that the second guy is called a Rab, a master, we see that it's a good sale, v'lohajizvini, we don't make him pay the money, but he's not allowed to, we don't return the money back when you sell it. So v'chi kamar Shmuel hacha, when Shmuel says here, by the case of the Yovel, ein mechur must be maschos, and that's the case where you do return the money back. The Gemara says, on top of Laman Amin Av, just to finish this discussion quickly, Gemara says, Rav Anan, Braish lo Shmile. Rav Anan didn't hear this Braish, so that's why he wasn't sure how to interpret the Shitas of Shmuel. And the Shmuel, that which Shmuel said in the Braish, that Ein Machura, he wasn't sure what Ein Machura meant by the case of Yovel. Mimayit Ein Machura Malschaz. And how do you know when he says it's not a good sale by selling during Yovel? Who says it means it's not a good sale and the money goes back? Dilma Ein Machura, U Malsh Matana. Maybe it's not a good sale, but the money remains because the money is viewed as a gift he wanted to give. It's no different than a famous Gemara in Kedushin. A guy gives money to his sister to marry his sister. Now everybody knows he can't marry your sister. So what's he doing giving money? So there's a machlokas what the money is given to the sister for. Because it clearly wasn't for Kedushin purposes. Dietmar, a guy who marries his sister and gives her money. Rav Amar Maos Chazon, you have to return the money because it's not a good Kedushin. But Shmuel's Lashitas Omer, Maos Matana, the money you gave her was really a gift for her to keep. Here as well, perhaps you could have said, when we said the sale isn't good during Yovel, maybe the money is kept as a Matana, and therefore, comes along of Yosef that says, no, the money that's given during the Yovel year is not a Matana, it must be returned to the attempted Lokech. Okay, we will stop here and everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll continue Mirat Hashem tomorrow.